Donald Trump and congressional Republicans say repealing the Affordable Care Act is a top priority, but lawmakers might not be able to simply reverse the law without support from Democrats. Republicans could quickly push through a partial repeal of the law without that bipartisan support. But as NPR's Allison Kojak reports, that comes with big political risks.
Senate Democrats are almost certain to use their filibuster power to block a repeal of the Affordable Care Act. So Republicans may have to invoke special budget rules that can circumvent the Democrats' opposition and defund the law. That would kill the parts of the ACA that Republicans hate most, like the requirement that everybody buy health insurance, but it could also leave many people who have coverage today without any coverage in the future.
Unless you replace that lost coverage, then you're almost certain to lose the Republican majority in the House in the midterm.
That's Richard Evans, head of the healthcare practice at the investment research firm SSR, who spoke to us via Skype. He analyzed the election to find out which House members won their seats by a slim majority and who also have a lot of people in their districts whose healthcare or jobs depend on Obamacare. A bill to repeal the ACA could pass, even if about 23 Republicans voted against it. But in Evans' analysis, more than 23 Republican House members are vulnerable. And for those who are?
That member of Congress is going to have to make a very tough decision and is, in fact, likely to lose their seat.
Evans' analysis shows a dozen or more who could fall into that category. In the Senate, lawmakers can repeal much of the Affordable Care Act with just 50 votes, but replacing the law would require the support of at least several Democrats to overcome a filibuster. Gail Wilensky ran Medicare and Medicaid under President George H.W. Bush.
The upshot of that is that repealing may be easier than putting in the replacement.
And without a replacement, people could lose their coverage.
There is not a willingness to have approximately 20 million people who have gained insurance as a result of the Affordable Care Act become uninsured. That would be regarded as a very bad political move to be running in 2018 as the guys that took away insurance coverage from 20 million people.
But after 6 years promising to get rid of Obamacare, Republicans pretty much have to follow through, says Paul Howard, director of health policy at the conservative Manhattan Institute.
They have to take the vote. I mean, they can't help but take the vote because they've run on it so hard and because this is a major promise that both President-elect Trump and probably virtually every Republican serving in Congress has made.
Howard says the Affordable Care Act's partisan beginnings caused many of its flaws. Democrats in Congress pushed the law through on a party-line vote using the same budget maneuver that Republicans may now use to kill it. Because Republicans never supported it, they refused to help fix its problems. Republicans now run the risk of making the same mistake if they follow a party-line strategy to repeal the ACA, Howard says.
To put it bluntly, the shoe is on the other foot.
He says both sides now have to choose whether to work together to create a lasting health care reform or refuse to cooperate and continue to make voters on one side or the other angry. Allison Kojak, NPR News, Washington.